Praise the Lord. Once again, let's all together say, praise the Lord. Because God has abundantly led us in 2018. I hope before New Year comes, I can complete the sermon. We have experienced the presence of our Lord in the past years. Whatever might have been the times, His hand was with us and He led us. When we are preparing ourselves to enter to the new year, where though the future is uncertain, our hope is still in God's faithfulness. The scripture portion for today's meditation is Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. St. Luke, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told the parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig round it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." We always long for success. Being fruitful and being successful are not exactly the same, but they have many similarities. We hear the story of several famous people who have experienced great failures in their life. Our own Henry Ford, Beethoven, Edison, and others are some of the examples we often hear about. But when we observe their success stories, we understand that the dedication and their meticulous efforts were the key to their success. In the scripture portion which we heard Jesus saying the parable of a barren fig tree, where the owner of the garden was keenly observing fruit from it continuously for 3 years. And since he hasn't seen any, he is telling the gardener to cut it down. But the gardener, who always loves and cares the plants, says, "Let it be there for one more year," and that he will put some more efforts so that it may have fruit. So the title which I have given to this sermon is The Fruitful Fig Tree. The Fruitful Fig Tree. The title of the portion which we see or which we heard from the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 13 verse 6 to 9. In the Bible it is written, the parable of the barren fig tree. The barrenness is the prime subject here. In order to overcome the barrenness, an extra effort is needed. That is awakening. So the first point I would like to share with you is barrenness seeks awakening. Barrenness seeks awakening. In verse 7 we read, "For 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" During my theological studies, in my second year, I went to a village in Orissa. The name of that village is Simliguda. I stayed there with that villagers for 10 days. The village is surrounded by a forest. Still, I remember I had to walk a full day to reach that village. Most of the days in the morning, I and my friends, we used to go with these Adivasi villagers to the forest to collect the firewood.
നമ്മുടെ നാട്ടിലെ ഭാഷയിൽ പറഞ്ഞു കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ തീ എരിക്കാൻ വിറവ് വേണമെന്നുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ അങ്ങോട്ട് ഇറങ്ങി മരത്തിൽ നിന്ന് 10 കമ്പ് വെട്ടി ഉണക്കിയെടുത്താൽ അത് വിറകാകും.
ബട്ട് വെൻ ഐ സ്റ്റേഡ് വിത്ത് ദീസ് വില്ലേജേഴ്സ് ദേ ടോട്ട് മീ ഹൗ ടു പ്രിസേർവ് ദ നേച്ചർ. ദേ ടോട്ട് മീ ദ നേച്ചർ ഈസ് ദ ക്രിയേഷൻ. The nature is the creation by the God. It is created by God. Most of the times, we may not take special efforts, or we may concern about the creation. But Jesus says this parable about the gardener and the fig tree as a continuation of the talks about the repentance. He says, "Repent or you will perish." That is the message we hear from verse 1 to 5. He says the barrenness is not a genetic disorder, but it is lack of effort or willingness to bear the fruit. Lack of willingness to bear the fruit. The story of Moses, the story of Jonah, the story of Peter and other men of faith shows that extra effort is needed to repent in order to lead the life which is to be fruitful in the kingdom of God. In this new year which we are awaiting, we might have feeling barrenness in the different areas of life. But Jesus invites us to discern those areas in our life where we need to be fruitful, awake to hold on to God and be fruitful. The second point which I would like to share from this passage is fruitfulness is the means of grace. Fruitfulness is the means of grace. In verse 9 we read, "If it bears fruit next year, well and good." If it bears fruit next year, well and good. Grace is gift from above. Salvation is the grace which our Lord has bestowed on us. To be fruitful in the kingdom of God is to experience the grace which He has given to us. When we discern that We are living not because of our own merit or abilities, but because God's grace in our life. We will be compelled to put our extra efforts in order to be fruitful. The grace of God that we receive should be used for the good. Perhaps the appearance of the fig tree in this case was good. Lush green leaves and very inviting to people from the outside. But when they came near looking for fruits, they would be disappointed. Even we can appear graceful and pious from the outside. We can appear diplomatic and sound always justified. But if the inside is not filled with the grace, it will lead to curse. That is why God says that He is giving chances to you to repent. Or He is giving chances to all of us to repent. And if not, we all will perish. The curse might not have affected you this time because of God's grace. But does it mean that you are great and the others are great sinners? No, God is graceful to you to give you one more chance to be fruitful. Let us understand what God's grace is all about and submit ourselves to God and pray that He would make us to be fruitful. The third point which I would like to share is visible church is a fruitful tree. Visible church is a fruitful tree. In verse 6 we read, He came looking for fruit on it and found none. He came looking for fruit on it and found none. The definition of the church says that the church is nothing but the community of believers. What is church? Church is community of believers. How will others get to know that there is a church here? We always say that since our church is in Southfield City, we have to do something for this area. Or we have to do some humanitarian programs for everyone to know that there is a caring and sharing community here. One good thing is that now nammude Southfield City ude human resource department inde brochure eduthu nokkiyal adinagathu nammude perum ond the helping churches in Southfield area or in the Southfield city. Aa brochure nathu avaru koduthittunde Detroit Marthoma Church. It is a good thing. The aim or the understanding behind the thought is that the church is the place where others look for the fruits. What is that fruit? The fruit of the Spirit. I don't want to read that portion in Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23. And after that, in verse 24 and 24 to 26, we read, that the portion says that to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires and belong to Christ. Crucifying the flesh with its passions includes discerning God's will and prioritizing and following it instead of trying to fulfill our desires and agenda. Dearly beloved, in this new year, let us discern our barrenness by the power of God's Spirit and put an extra effort by submitting ourselves to God in order to overcome it. God is gracious and will help us to live according to His grace and be fruitful tree of Christ in the world. May the new year be a blessed one too. All of you. Amen. We have entered to the new year.
So wish you all a blessed new year. Thank you. Please switch up the lights.
നമുക്കെല്ലാവർക്കും കൂടെ ചേർന്ന് എൻ ദീപമേ ഈ അന്ധകാരത്തിൽ നടത്തന്നെ എന്നുള്ളതായ ഗാനം നമുക്ക് പാടാം. എല്ലാവർക്കും എഴുന്നേറ്റ് നിൽക്കാം. ലെറ്റ്സ് ഓൾ സ്റ്റാൻഡ്.
എൻ ദീപമേ ഈ അന്ധകാരത്തിൽ നടത്തന്നെ, ഏറും നീരുൾ വീടും ദൂരത്തയ്യോ നടത്തന്നെ, കാക്കുകൻ പാദം ചോദിക്കും നില്ലേ, ദൂരെ കാൺമാൻ ഓരാടി പോരുമേ, നാടത്തന്നെ എന്നിതുവരെ ഞാൻ യാചി കണ്ട വഴി ഞാൻ നടന്നേയിന്നോ നടത്തന്നെ, മോടി ഞാൻ തേടി ശങ്ക കൂടാതെ ഡംഭി ഓർക്കല്ലേ മുൻകാലം, ഇന്നയോളോ പാലിച്ച ദൈവമേ രാപോവോളം, കാടും വൻകാടലീവയിൽ നാടത്തന്നെ, ഞാൻ സ്നേഹിച്ചതാം ദൂതർ പുഞ്ചിരി വീണ്ടും കാണും ജ്ഞാന പ്രഭാതത്തിൽ.
ലെറ്റ്സ് ഓൾ ഡെഡിക്കേറ്റ് അവർ സെൽവ്സ്. ഗോഡ് ഹാസ് ഗിവൺ അസ് ദിസ് ഓപ്പർച്യൂണിറ്റി ടു എൻ്റർ ഇൻ ടു ദ ന്യൂ ഇയർ. ഹൗ ഗ്രേഷ്യസ് ഹി വാസ് വിത്ത് അസ് in the previous years, in our personal life, in our family life, in our community life. He strengthened us, he led us. Whenever we went away from him, he called us, come my dear son, come my dear daughter, follow me. He held our hands, he walked in our front so that we follow him. Let us examine ourselves. Are we following him? Are we following his footsteps? Let us all dedicate once again and together say, our Lord,
ഈസ് അവർ ഗോഡ്.